Andy. I've been given the great fortune to introduce our most senior and beloved brother Jagdish. And for those of you who don't know Brother Jagdish, I will share with you just a few things. He comes from the area in India called Multan. I don't know how many of you know that, which is where a lot of great Sufis and saints come from. And just by being in the presence of Brother Jagdish, you could see or experience that the soul within that body is quite unique and very special. After completing his studies at the university, Brother Jagdish became a principal of the Teachers of Institute for many years, but deep within him was a desire to pursue transcendental truths. He studied a great deal of philosophy, world religions, and deeply felt that a life without God would be a life of no purpose. This brought him to the doors of the Brahma Kumaris. As I'm sure many of you have heard in the Muralis in the morning, Baba has given Brother Jagdish many great names. One is Sanjay, and another one is Ganesh, the Lord of Wisdom. And as much as Baba wanted Brother Jagdish to be his right arm, he also deeply felt that Brother Jagdish could do a lot of service, a lot of world service. So he sent him to Delhi to do that as well. I don't want to go on too much about all the things that he does, apart from being the chief editor of Purity, Gyanamrit, Global Renewal, and all of that. But he's so humble. He doesn't know this, but the brothers in the sound room were just saying, you never know when Brother Jagdish walks into the room, because he's so quiet and humble. He will just come in like the ordinary door here. And he really has that speciality. So without further ado, I appeal to you to just take maximum benefit from this discussion today with Brother Jagdish, seeing that it is a great fortune to have such a jewel in our presence. Thank you, Brother Jagdish. Welcome. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Before I entered this hall, the sister had told me that she would be introducing me. But what she spoke about me, I have not been able to hear. Recently there was a big blast just near me, and that has affected my ears. So I am not able to listen much. Baba says, you should be above hearing while you hear. So I have reached that stage. So what she said about me, I have not yet been able to understand, but she said something about me. This much I know. Thank you, sister. Now, when we were meditating, a song was being given to us, and it said, place the boat of your life under the charge of God. The boat of our life. The boat of our life is caught up in the will, in a very deep will, and we are unable to take it across. It is beyond our powers. Life after life we have been trying, and so many religious leaders have been trying to help us, but it has not been fruitful. And therefore we ultimately turn to God, and we say, now we surrender ourselves to you. We give our life in your charge, in your hands. Now make me what you would like to make of me. So this is what the song was saying. And during my last two talks at Gyan Sarovar also, I had said that this is very essential. Unless and until that divine help is there, Shiv Baba's guidance and blessings are there, we will not be able to reach our stage of perfection, our goal of perfection. His help is essential. Of course, we have to make sincere efforts, but our efforts have to be added. Baba's help has been to be added to this. then only we can attain our ultimate goal. But as someone has said, an English poet, art is long and time is fleeting, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. So when we know that we are souls, not body, and that we have a goal and also a role, then we have to reach our goal. But the main problem is that we have limited time at our disposal, and we have to do much effort for that, for our self-transformation. Because during the last 61 lives, we have been doing such actions based on body consciousness, which we call now as negative actions. And we have now on our head a great load of karmic account. We have to settle on. And this is a very uphill task we are supposed to do. So within this limited period, we have to change our habits, our sanskaras, and to fill their place with divine virtues, and to liberate ourselves from all the negativity. It's a great task, and the time is short. And therefore, we have to walk at a rapid pace, we have to rush up. We have to be in the flying stage, as Baba says. So, today I will be saying, I will be giving some simple hints, some simple tips, which Baba says you must keep in mind if you want to make rapid progress. If you want that your spiritual efforts should take up speed so that you are able to reach your goal finally, there are some golden principles which he has asked us to follow in order to accelerate our speed. Now, one of the things is that we know that when a person is in need, if we help that person, that person becomes obliged to us. Suppose someone needs money, and in the hour of need, if we give some money to that person becomes grateful, thankful, and feels that he is under some obligation, because we helped him when he required our help. Now, he had some need, and in order to fulfill that need, our help was essential. But is it that God needs something? Does God need anything? We say God is perfect. He is the giver. He doesn't need anything. You are right, he doesn't need anything. But still I would say he needs something. What does he need? Because he wants that the message should go to every child, even in the remotest place where a human being is there. He loves his children so much that he wants not a single child be left who has not received his divine invitation, his message, some gift from him. And for that he needs certain persons who should communicate with them, pass on that invitation to them. And these persons, he wants to make them as his instruments, but there are certain conditions. He wants those instruments who are purified souls, who are making efforts to become pure, who can meditate well, who have realized him. He wants such kind of instruments. They only are the fit instruments for conveying his message. As a country appoints its ambassadors, which are qualified for that kind of diplomatic work, so also God needs such persons who are holy, pure, and they are yogis, and they have the will, the compassion, and the will to pass on this message to others. So he needs, this is one thing, he needs persons. Then beside the persons, he needs many other things. Not only that he needs one thing, we have our own kind of needs. God does not have that kind of needs, but he does have needs. Now, if he wants to give message, then the children would say, we want to know more about it. There should be some place where they should come, they can sit comfortably, listen to the discourse, have 1 week course, practice meditation in a congenial atmosphere. So he requires centers, he requires places, which are our Gita Pathshalas, our sub-centers are centers. So, those children who become instruments to convey his message, to pass on his invitation, he needs such persons. So, he makes this announcement needed. Like we have advertisement in the newspapers, in the Murlis, which is many things in one, he announces, I require children, serviceable children. What does he mean by serviceable children? Those children who can go to even the remotest places, even on North Pole and South Pole, where some people have gone and stay. They can go to any place and can give Baba's message with love, with compassion, with some sort of realization, so that they can make others have that feeling. And he wants certain places, if some people can donate some buildings, or hire some buildings, or even in the places where they dwell, they can spare a room or two, where people can sit and listen to the godly knowledge. So he requires places. Then the people would say, we want to know more. Give us some literature. So some literature has to be printed for the children. And then they would say, we want to have certain functions where we want to invite people. So you have conferences, seminars, gatherings, or retreats, whatever you may like to call them. So there should be some people who are able to write, to get printed, to distribute. If there are many things which he requires, which he needs. Children who prepare the bhog with great love for Baba in a stage of meditation, so that those who take this bhog, their mind becomes purified. So even preparing bhog, you see, there some children are required, some kitchen is required, some utensils are required, some material is required, so many other things are required. So, if you just make a list of what God needs, there are so many things which God needs. But all these things, as I said earlier, He does not need for Himself. He needs that also for us. And if we can give our little finger, we can make a little contribution to any of these things which God needs, then we become God instruments in one way or the other. And without becoming God instruments, we cannot attain the goal of perfection. Mind it. However best you may study, listen to Murli daily, go to the class daily, get up at Amrit Vela daily and practice your meditation. Follow Baba Shrimat, which has so many things, one of these being what I am saying. So, but if you do not become instrument, you only take and take, you don't give. You see, because then that does not become a mathematical equation. You have to give. Give something, then only you can take. You may give very little, and you will get so much for it. But you have to give. If you get knowledge, if you are taught meditation, if you are explained how you can have divine virtues in your life, but you don't explain it to others, don't ask them to be virtuous. You cannot make them purified. You are not in return passing on this treasure to others, sharing this with others. God stops giving you. You may have knowledge, but you won't get the happiness out of that knowledge. Just as some people have money that lies in banks because they don't spend it. They don't use it. And when they die, there are so many fixed deposits they have. In their lockers, they have so many gold ornaments and certain papers showing that they have so much money. They know how much money they have. That's all. But apart from that, they have no other happiness which a person can have by spending the money, by giving it to the needy people, by giving something in charity. You see. So he is not benefiting from all this. So is the case with those children who get knowledge but do not give knowledge, who learn the practice of meditation but who do not pass on this practice of meditation to others, who are peaceless, who have lot of tension or depression, and so that they also can feel peaceful and happy. So they won't get the real happiness. They won't feel the real bliss. You are supposed to give. And when you give, you are in a way obliging God. Perhaps this word is not proper, obliging God. God is under no one's obligation. I agree with you. But when you help somebody in the time of need, then what would you say? What you have done? And how does that person who is at the receiving end, he feel? He feels that he is obliged, because you helped him in the time of need. So if you just understand that God needs persons, money, means and other things, some of which I mentioned, and that you are supposed to help, come to him and donate something in this, then he is under obligation. Don't use the word obligation. If you have another more appropriate word, replace it by that word. But God also feels that he has to give something to you, because you did something for him. So he also feels that he has to do something for you. And Sakar Baba used to give this example very often. He said, I have given myself to Baba, Shiv Baba, and I am the tenant. Shiv Baba is the landlord. I am the landlord. Shiv Baba is the tenant, you see. Because he enters into my body. He takes my body as his home and speaks through my mouth. So he is using my mouth organ. He is also using my brain. He is using my body. So I am the landlord and he is the tenant. As the tenant has to pay to the landlord, God will also pay. He used to smile and explain that God is under the obligation. This is within bracket. I am using these words. He did not use the word obligation. He only said that God has to pay. And he does not pay me little. He gives me so much. He gives me the whole heavenly kingdom for that. Just because I gave my body to him. Because he wants to speak to his children. And my ears being nearest to my mouth. So I am the first to listen what Shiv Baba speaks. When Shiv Baba comes into my body and he begins to address his children, my sweet children, my beloved children, I am the first to listen, he says. Because from here to here is a very short distance. Others are at some distance. This is the nearest person. So he said, I listen. So this is the first benefit I get. He actually comes to give you. But in between you and him, I also get, you see. So this is the privilege he got. And besides that, he said he would pay me the hire, the rent, the lease money, because I gave him the body. So imagine, when you give a room from your house for holding a class, when you take some money out of your pocket and contribute it for the well-being of the humankind, so that something should be published to be distributed to others, so that they can also be aware of what Baba is saying, how much they will bless you, and how much Shiv Baba will bless you. So one of the ways of making rapid progress is give, give, give. You can't really make a rapid progress if you don't give. God won't give you. If you want to be very wise, He is wiser than you, you see. We want to have and not to give anything, you see. We think we are very clever people. And though he still gives us, because he is merciful, we are his children, he loves us. Even then he gives us. But he doesn't give us much, because we don't deserve that much. Because we are not sharing it with others. So, many laws of karma have been given to you. The philosophy of karma, the philosophy of action and inaction. What is karma? What is vikarma? And what is sadkarma? What is all this? But not this law has been given. Which law? Which law? We have been given the knowledge of karma between two or more human beings. When we do some act in relation to human beings, you have been explained that karmic philosophy. But this karmic philosophy, when you give something to God, no one has explained this. Because God does not need anything. And they say God does not need anything. They are correct. But God needs something in confluence age. He does not need anything in golden age, silver age, copper age or iron age. When this period of confluence age comes, God needs. You also don't need everything every time. Certain things you need at particular moments. So God also needs certain things when the proper opportune time comes. And this is the time of Sangam Yuga. In Sangam Yuga he needs. And therefore if you help him, he gives you so much. So is it mentioned anywhere in books on karma philosophy that human beings give to God? They say God gives to human beings. Human beings don't give to God. They say that God creates the golden age or God created the world. They don't know that God created the world by making human beings their instruments. He creates the golden age through human beings, through his children. He makes them his instruments. This is nowhere explained. God created Adam and Eve and so on and on and on. But that world was created by God through other human instruments is nowhere explained. This is for the first time which is revealed to us that when God establishes the new world, He makes certain fit instruments. So if you want to make rapid progress, one of the most important noteworthy point is become an instrument. In whatever capacity, whatever be your ability, whatever be your choice, whatever is your speciality, in whatever you can, or whatever is your capacity, become an instrument. Without becoming an instrument, if you want rapid progress, it is your wishful thinking. Can't become. So it is very essential. And I said, it is the need of God, and He is obliged, and He gives you so much in return for it. The scientists nowadays are writing so much on space and time. Space and time. What is time? They have written so many books about this time, that time and the other time. You see, measurement of time and various kinds of time from various aspects, considered from various dimensions, you know. But nobody has said, this is the time. What is the time? They are thinking in different way. Sangam Yuga is the time, you see. It is for the first time explained to us, this is the time when every moment is most precious. The value of time in golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age is not as much as the value of a moment of Sangam Yuga. Because in this period of confluence age, you can destroy your past karmic account. You can have virtues in yourself. You can practice meditation and you can make such efforts which entitle you to become rulers or sovereigns of golden age. So this is the time, you see. Time. Okay, that there is a meridian and some place is on the such and such longitude and latitude. So what is the time difference between London and India or Moscow and India or New York and India? And how the time should be measured, what is what, you know. But this is the time when you can become divine from man, when you can completely transform yourself, when you can become a superhuman, when you can attain the highest that can ever be, that can a person dream of, that can be imagined, even beyond imagination, you see. They say peace. Peace that passeth understanding. Similarly, God gives us so much, that it passes understanding. Because Baba once asked us to make a list of what we will get in golden age. People mentioned many things. We will have health, we will have wealth, we will have happiness, we will have golden palaces, we will have aeroplanes, we will have so much to eat, 36 items will be placed on our dining table, and so on and so forth, so much, but not complete. So we get so much for 21 lives. So this is the time, you see. This nobody has said. It has never been revealed in any scripture. I would like to know if someone has ever said about this time when so much can be attained. One moment, Baba says, you don't understand, my dear children, how valuable is your time. The time of the president of a great country, like Clinton, for example, the head of the USA, now the president of the USA, the most powerful nation on earth, the most powerful person that ever has been in the history of mankind, because it is not a bipolar but a monopolar world. How much he can command, how many powers he has, his time is precious. But more precious is your time, because during his presidency he is getting bad names, you see. So much is being written about him. This scandal, that scandal, and the other scandal, you know. Daily being charged with certain allegations. So much inquiry is going on against him. But what you can become, your time is very valuable. So do you understand? If you therefore understand the value of time, then only you can make rapid progress. And if you understand this is the time, then only you can make rapid progress. Apart from that, you are not going to get any other opportunity, mind you. This is the only opportunity. You will not have this kind of a facility or a thing in golden age or all the other ages, but only during this short span of time. If this is known to us, if we are perfectly aware of it, then only we can make rapid progress. Without that, we will be slow. We will be looking at others. This person has not changed, that person has not changed, the other person has not changed. So if I am also not changed, so what, how does it matter? You see, we are all the same. No, no. If you just understand that this is the time, this we have to understand. And then the philosophy, the formula, the Mahamantra of change, of rapid progress is, as I said, give, not only give, but give and forgive. Give and forgive. Give and forgive. And then get and forget. Get and forget. Give and forgive. If you don't forgive others, you would not be forgiven. You won't have the blessings of others. Someone has not been nice to you. Someone has been impolite to you, discourteous to you, insultive to you. Forgive. This is a shortcoming, his failure. This is unbecoming of that person. No, why you mind this? It is his choice how he wants to become. It is his role which he is playing. You mind your own business. What you want to become. So forgive. Give your blessings to that man and forgive his failures. Because every one of us, during our moments of weakness, fail, more or less. So why to talk of others' failures? Are we perfect? We still ourselves are making efforts to become perfect. We have yet to attain that stage. So if others have also some imperfections, and they are very much visible to us, why to mention them again and again, and to take notice of them, and put that obstacle in our own way, in our own race? It is not good, not the way of the wise. Therefore, give and forgive. And this is the period when you should get more and more from Baba. Get more and more from Baba. Don't be tired of it. Don't think that we have had enough of it. Now go and sleep, you see. It's time to get. It's time to get. Baba says knowledge is earning. People have said knowledge is light. Now Baba, of course, we agree knowledge is light also. But Baba says knowledge is income. Knowledge is earning. If knowledge is income, people are never tired of income, you see. If you get more and more income, you lose your sleep. Even in the dream, great business people, they can't sleep. They are bargaining, thinking of new initiatives, opening new companies, engaging new managers, you see, starting a new line of business, bifurcating it or doing some other kinds of things. Their body is sleeping, their brain is working, you see, because they want income, income and income. This knowledge is income. So Baba said anyone in the class is sleeping, you see, sleeping in the class because he does not think that this Murli which is being given is a source of income, you see. You tell him, oh brother, income, income, you see, you will see he wakes up. He has forgotten that it is income. He will say, yes, yes, give it to me, you see. Then only he will understand. It is income and great income for 21 lives. It is not this kind of income. How much has been the devaluation in certain countries, you know, in the states formerly that were in the USSR, I think 4,000 times. When I went there to Russia for the first time, 1 ruble was equal to $2. And now I think $5,000, 5,000 rubles is equal to $1. How much is the devaluation? Similarly, how much has been the devaluation in Indonesia, in Thailand, in many other countries? So also in India, not that much as in some other countries, but devaluation. You earn and then by certain events which are beyond your control, the money gets devalued, you see. So you have money, but this money brought you worry instead of happiness. But here by means of this knowledge and virtue, you get that kind of income, that kind of earning, you always are happy, always are happy, you see. You have so much, uncountable, immeasurable, you see. Mathematics fails, computers fail there. It is better not to keep computers there, because even otherwise also 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 you have so much money, you see, more than you can even imagine. So much is the income. Then can you sleep? Can you sleep? You can't sleep. So this is what Baba says, that you should get and forget. What you should forget? The nasty experiences of the past, the bitter memories of the past, your past bad actions. All of us have committed certain bad actions. If we remember them again and again, we are prolonging their stay in us. They are unwanted guests in our house. You see, sometimes certain tenants do not vacate, and we have to go to the court to order them to vacate the building because we require it. So these are the unwanted tenants in us, the bitter memories of the past. Baba says, forget. Instead of that, get divine qualities, get knowledge, you see. And then give and give. So give and forgive, and get and forget. This is the formula for making rapid progress. Someone was in the boat, and they asked the boatman to take them across the river. And they sat in the boat. The oarman began to move his oars so that he can take the boat across the river. For hours and hours they moved, and he should have moved much earlier and reached the other bank of the river, but didn't. What is wrong with it? It was pitch dark. They couldn't see anything. Even their own hands they couldn't see. And when there was dawn, they found that their boat was tied, you see, to the bank where they originally were. So how could, the oars had been moving, but the boat had not been moving, because it was tied. So if you want to make progress, and your mind is tied to your past, you see, so you are living in the past, not in the present, not in the future. So what do you think of a person who is living in the past? All the time living in the past. What is the difference between news and history? The news which are news today after some time become the history. They go and change into history. So, we are not having news. We are living only the history, you see. We have a past history and we are living that history, you see. Now leave that history. Then only you become news. Why news is called news? Because it is new. When it is new, it is called news. Somebody said news is called news because N stands for north, E for east, W for west, S for south, you see. So news gives some information about north, east, west and south. Therefore it is called news, you know. This also seems to be quite sensible, but it is a derivative from new, anything new, new information you get, it is news. But then it becomes history. After that it becomes history. So we are leading our lives in the past history, you see, and not leading our life in the present, on which we have to build our future. Our future will be built on our present, not on our past. So let us beware that we have to make this kind of effort. Then another thing which Baba says is about this giving, Tyag makes bhagya, your renunciation. Baba says giving is taking. In no karmic philosophy, it is explained, giving is taking. These are two different words in dictionary. Taking means having, and giving means giving, you see. So how can giving be taken? Taking. It seems to be paradoxical. How can giving be taken? But Baba says giving is taking. Dena hi lena hai. In Baba's Murli's the words are, Dena hi lena hai. When you are giving is taking. When you give something, you are sowing the seeds of which you will get the result. What you are giving is not gone. It is sown. Therefore, when you make some contribution, Baba calls it sowing the seed. Sowing the seed. When you sow the seed, you get so much. And tyag hi bhagya hai. If you want your future to be bright, your fortune to be very high, you want to be very lucky. People go to palmists and astrologers to show the horoscopes and to show their palms. So, where is my luck line, they say. You see, God for God to draw the luck line on my hand. There is no luck line at all, you see. So take a knife and draw a line. You will have the luck line. No, you can make your own luck. Man is the maker of his own fortune. How can you make your own fortune? Tyag hi bhagya hai. You renounce. The more you renounce, the more you get. Those who were the religious founders, Buddha, Christ, Shankaracharya, others, founders of religions, they gave up everything. And now so many temples, churches, gurdwaras, you know, have been built in their memory. People have spent billions and trillions of dollars to raise monuments, to respect them, to adore them. When they go to religious places, they bow their heads, pay salutations and put some money in the money boxes. So because they renounced. So the more you renounce, the more you get. So tyag hi bhagya hai. If you think that you must have name and fame, that people must praise you and adore you, that you must be given money for whatever you do, you have expectations, you are a demanding person, then you won't get. If on the other hand you give and you renounce, I don't want any name and fame. I want to remain incognito. Baba is incognito. Shiv Baba has been doing this service for the last 60 years, incognito. Still the people do not recognize him, his work. He has been giving this knowledge to the children. The knowledge is incognito, Baba is also incognito. So if you do the work in an incognito way, that gives you higher happiness, more happiness. You become more rich in your thought, in your meditation, you get much more. So this spirit of renunciation can give us a rapid progress. Without this, we cannot have rapid progress. And they say, God helps those who help themselves. How is it? How is this saying justified? God helps those who help themselves. Who help themselves? Because when we give some place to open a center, when we contribute some money for the propagation of Baba's knowledge, for educating other human beings, when we become instrument to pass on the message, when we give something, actually we give it for our own self. Because the golden age that will be created, we will be benefiting. Not God will be benefiting. Not Shiv Baba, but we ourselves. We are helping not God, but therefore we are helping ourselves. Because we will be reaping the fruit thereof. Therefore, God is helping us. And we are helping Him in order to get help from Him. Therefore, it is said, God helps those who help themselves. Then, Baba says, if you want to make rapid progress, how can you make rapid progress? An inner change has to come. The transformation has to start from within. Without transformation from within, you can't make any progress. It is a spiritual progress, not any material or grass kind of a transformation. And in spiritual progress, two things are important. You committed the crime. You did something wrong. He becomes guilt conscious, you see. Even if the police does not know about him, they have not yet been able to trace the culprit, and the people are unaware, his relatives also do not know, but the conscience within knows that this person has committed this crime. So, if we are not introvert, we do not listen to the voice within. If we want to, because our ears are outside, our eyes are also outside, our nose is also outside, all the organs are outside. So we are getting sensations from outside, but we can't see within. If we had our nose inside, we won't be able to live even for 24 hours, I suppose. There would be so much of bad smell and stink that we will suffocate and die, you see. So it is good that it is outside, and other things also outside. But there are ears and eyes inside also, that we are not able to use, the third eye as we call it. We require that kind of thing, you see. If we are not able to see our shortcomings, our bad habits, our defects, then we are blind, you see. We do not take notice of what we are required to do. If a student does not think that he is weak in mathematics and he wants to have guide so that he can prepare this subject and pass the examination, then how can he make efforts? Similarly, if we do not listen to the whispers from inside and if we do not see what is the shortcoming in us, the bad points in us, the minus points in us, not that we have to see only the minus points, but also the plus points. Because if we see only the minus points, then we lose self-confidence. Oh, I am a useless man, you see. No, I have got also certain merits, certain plus points. We have to see the both. Then only we can make an assessment of our abilities and our shortcomings. And we can find a way to make our progress. So, in order to make progress, this is required. Therefore, Baba says introvert, antarmukhi. The Hindi word is antarmukhi. Your face inside. This is the outside face, the mask. But the face inside, turn your face inside. Antarmukhi. And in Hindi, they say antarmukhi sada sukhi. He is always happy who is introvert. Anyone who is extrovert, he will be influenced by what others say, by their comments, you know, positive or negative. If they praise him, he will become proud. If they just humiliate him, he will feel depressed, you see, so on and so forth. But if he is introvert, he gets some such kind of a sustenance, spiritual sustenance, such kind of spiritual power that he doesn't mind. He has self-respect. He knows what he is. And therefore, he does not mind what people think of him. He does not care much for their opinion. But he knows what he actually is. His bad points and his good points. Sometimes you are telling the truth and people are doubting you. And you feel disturbed. You think that you are telling the truth and look, they are your close friends and they don't believe you. It is very strange. You are surprised at their behavior. But when you know that you are true and you are introvert, you don't bother. Truth will ultimately prevail. It will come up. People will become aware of it. Who is true, who is right, who is wrong. So that gives you moral strength, moral stamina. Mere values are not enough. Values should be changed into the strength. Nowadays, people are talking of moral values, ethical values, human values, spiritual values, values, values and values. But money does not only have a value, money has a power, you see. It has also to be used as a power. That is one aspect of the money, that it has value. Purchasing value, for example, it is also purchasing power. Similarly, these values are the power when you have them. They should be changed into that. When you take fruit juice or fruit or dry fruit or certain other tonics, certain things which make a nourishing food for you, then it is food. But ultimately that food changes into stamina. It changes into physical strength. Similarly, values also should change into strength. They should give you moral courage, moral power, moral commitment, and some kind of self-confidence, so that you feel happiness. They should empower you. Not merely they should give you are only aware of values, but they should empower you, you see. So, this introversion gives us that moral power, spiritual power. And this brings us transformation. This is a factor for our rapid transformation. Without that, our progress would not be very rapid. Then, we not only want to do certain things, but we want to do great things. Very high-class things. Very often we say, Baba did this miracle. What a wonder Baba did. Sometimes when things are successful and the success is so high, beyond our expectation, we say Baba did the miracle. Just see the wonders of Baba. We also want to do certain wonderful things. It is the nature of a human being that he wants to become extraordinary, not ordinary. Wants to attain some excellence, something beautiful, something high class, something perfect. At least he wants to do some acts, if not many, in his life, which give him the satisfaction that his life was worth living, that during his life he achieved something, he did something which was great. People may not recognize the greatness of what he did, but if he really, in his mind, feels that he did something very useful for the others, very memorable, very high class, then it gives him more happiness, you see. So we also, in a way, if we say, want to do some miracles, wonderful things. And you know of Aladdin's lamp, you know. Aladdin's lamp. Baba also talks of in the Murli. Aladdin's lamp. Now Aladdin, those Arabian Nights stories, Aladdin lamp. Now Baba says God is Allah. Mohammedans call God as Allah. So Baba interprets in a different way. He gives it as an analogy, as an anecdote. He says God is Allah. And God established the first religion. Religion is called the Deen. In Persian, in Arabic, in Urdu, religion is called Deen. And Baba says God established the first religion, Awwal Deen. Awwal means the first. God, Allah, established the first religion. So this is Allahul Deen. You see. And what is the chirag, the lamp? These are the two lamps. You see. These are the two lamps. Besides that, there is another lamp also. But what is the use of a lamp if it does not have light? You see. Lamp is for light. So, if we are soul conscious, if we are God conscious, our drishti, right and left. Baba says in one eye, you have mukti. In the second eye, you have jivan mukti. Now you have to find out whether in the left eye, you have mukti and you have jivan mukti in the right eye or it is the other way, you see, each one of you. But Baba says our eyes are like lamps, which show people mukti and jivan mukti. Your stage should be so elevated, so much soul conscious you should be, so high class yogis, very powerful yogis, you should give such vibrations of yoga, you know. In the year 1971, I was giving a talk on yoga to a group of persons in New Zealand. And someone was using his photographic camera and he took a shot. There was flash. And among that group, there was a humorous person. I had said in my talk, that informal talk, God is light. And now when this camera clicked, and there was flash, there was light. And that humorous person said, Yogi Chandar, I saw God, you see. Because God is light, I had said. It is difficult for some people to pronounce Jagdish. So simply he said, Yogi Chandar, I saw God, you see, because he had seen the light, and I had said that God is light. Everybody laughed. And when we just sat before Baba, when he was in Sakar form, and we looked into his eyes, he looked into our eyes, within no span of time, we were transported to a very beautiful experience. Elevated. And as I say, mukti in one hand, one eye, and jivan mukti in the other, we experience that kind of thing. What Baba said was based always on experience. But we haven't attained that stage, whereby when we are in a deep stage of meditation, even while talking or looking at a person, and when we look at him, he forgets his body. He gets detached from his physical being and then he is in a new experience, new stage and feels that this was a unique experience he had for the first time in his life, so peaceful, so wonderful, and that he saw. You know, in Sanskrit, the philosophy is known as darshana. Darshana means to see. In English, the word is philosophy. And in Hindi and Sanskrit, the word is darshan, that is to see. There are people, when they explain to you something, after speaking a few sentences, they say, I told him like that, you see. And when I was speaking to him, he replied to me, he said, I can't do that, you see. So after every few sentences, they will say, you see, you see, you see. Yes, we see. But he is perhaps not sure and he wants to ask whether we see. Because seeing is believing, they say. And when we sat before Brahma Baba and Mama, it was such a unique experience. Even those who had not been much initiated into the art and science of meditation, they just sat before them and looked into their eyes. They were like Aladdin lamp. Magical lamp. Baba's physical body disappeared before from them, and they just saw light, orb of light. Or they forgot their own body and they saw the Mukti Dham and the heaven. You know, Baba in Sindh had a driver who was a Muslim. He drove his car. And when he drove his car, before driving the car, in order that Baba may sit in the car, he would open the door so that Baba may come. And when Baba came to the door of the car and looked at him, and he looked at Baba, he won't be able to close the door, nor go back to the driver's seat. He would see Allah, or he would see Muhammad. For a couple of moments or minutes, he would be standing still, and he would be just experiencing light. And then Baba would say like this, do like this. And then he would realize, oh, he is supposed to drive the car. He is looking at Allah or the Muhammad and the garden of Allah, as they used to say. And then he realized that he is to take Baba to some place. He is to drive the car. He would come in the driver's seat and then drive. There was also a woman. She used to come to that house and for the purpose of sweeping. She belonged to that kind of group which did this kind of work. She was paid for that. And she would come after taking the bath, after taking the showers, changing the dress, because she thought it is a holy place. Baba is a holy person. So she would then only enter this place. And when she would see Baba, she would begin dancing, you see. So the broomstick and the basket into which to put the rubbish would be lying outside. And she would be dancing, you see. You had seen the last night on the stage what was happening. Somebody having the broomstick, you see, and the basket. So, she began to dance. It is because she saw Krishna. And after seeing the Krishna, she would begin to dance, as if she is dancing with the Krishna, you see. So, Baba's vision, Mamma's vision, was so strong, so powerful, so elevated they were, so much soul conscious, in stage of deep meditation, withdrawn from the body, feeling that they are light, flying angels, you know, that from their own experience, they would pass on this kind of experience to others. But we, on the other hand, much of the time, are talking, you see, are doing certain grass things, not paying much attention to introversion, going inside, experiencing this kind of thing, so that this work of transformation of the self and of transformation of the others takes speed, becomes rapid. So Baba says this Aladdin lamp, you can become like Aladdin lamp. Try to become like that. This is way of becoming better instrument and making rapid progress. Then Baba would explain the lamp in another way. You know, at the traffic crossing, we have the red light and the green light. We call it traffic control. When the green light is there, the vehicle can cross. And when the red light is there, it must stop. If one does not observe the laws of traffic, then there are accidents. So, the green light and the red light, in the case of our thoughts, the traffic of our ideas, our thoughts, the vehicles of our thoughts running at high speed. Now, what we should think, what vehicle should pass, which side the traffic should go, which side it should not go. If our brakes are loose or broken, then we can't stop our vehicle. It will crash into another person's vehicle and there will be accident. What happened with Diana, the Princess of England? What happened with her? You see, if you just listen to all the events from this point of view, how values are essential. Photographers were chasing. They came to the place in the hotel where she was staying with her friend, the boyfriend. Name was Dawood or somebody. So he was there and she was also there. So in order to escape from the cameras, from the photographers, from the press people who were standing outside the main gate, they thought they would come and take their vehicles and go from here and they would take certain shots. So they decided that they go from the opposite gate, the other gate. And in order that they may go from the upper gate, other gate, and the press people should think that she has not yet come, the actual driver was asked to wait outside the main gate. So all the press people thought that the driver is here, so she has not yet come. And instead of that, they called another driver who was off duty. And since he was off duty, he had drunk heavily because he was off duty. And they called that driver. So that driver came and took their vehicle from the opposite side in order that the pressmen cannot chase them, who ultimately chased them, you know. And this drunk man, the driver, because they have found the proof, the investigative agencies in France and elsewhere, they found that that man was heavily drunk. And that was one cause of accident. Similarly, many accidents take place in life, in our life, because of wrong decisions. First of all, they were afraid of the press people, their cameras. The second, this is the wrong decision. Then another decision, that they called a man who was off duty. Then they called that man who was not only on off duty but heavily drunk. So there was accident. Similarly, if our mind also is polluted in a way, we also take wrong decisions. And if we think what we should not think, and if we do not think what we should think, there will be accidents. And there are fractures, there are serious accidents. We break the hearts of some people, we injure the minds of others, the susceptibilities of others. All the time when we are talking to people, working with them, living with them, we say certain things, do certain things, which give them bad feeling, cause them pain, cause their emotions, the deep injury, you see. So these are social accidents, you can say. Accidents in our relations. Another kind of accidents, not the road accident, but other kinds of accidents. These happen when our such thoughts are there, you see. So if we do not obey the laws of traffic, in our case also, we must know what kind of thoughts we should have, what kind of thoughts we should not have. Baba says, you must do positive thinking, you must not do negative thinking. If still we do the negative thinking and not the positive thinking, there will be accidents. And if there are accidents, can we go to heaven? Can we go to the golden age? You have heard of many people who do not have proper documents of travel. Recently, I went to Moscow and I was waiting for my turn at the immigration. And there were some other Indians also, some people from other countries also, ahead of me. And when they reached the counter, their documents did not, fulfill the requirement. And they were asked to stand aside, so that other passengers have not to wait, they can go. And their travel documents were not clear, you see. So they were confused, they were afraid. And very often we know that if their travel documents are not proper, they are deported from the airport itself. And if someone does not have certain kinds of certificates when they go to particular countries, for example, if you don't have the yellow fever certificate, you won't be allowed inside the country because you may cause infection. So what is our travel document? The divine qualities, the virtues. If we don't have the divine qualities and the divine virtues, we can never think of going to heaven. And if we have got these negativities, bad habits, these shortcomings, then we cannot be allowed to enter the gates of heaven. because we will cause infection there also, you see. Infection of our bad habits, you see. So in golden age, no one is going to allow. They will say, get out because you don't have that yellow fever certificate, you see. Go and get it. Without that, they will put us in the quarantine for 3 days, you see. Then only we can be allowed. So, if we have that negative thinking instead of positive thinking, not to speak of our rapid progress, we cannot even dream of entering heaven. The best thing therefore is that we obey the laws of this traffic, namely the positive thinking and negative thinking. And Baba says, the first thing is realization. You must understand that if you have these negative thoughts, these will certainly cause accidents. You are daily doing accidents. Actually, we are not fit to drive. In our pictures, which we use for illustrating our spiritual knowledge, we have a car and a driver. And we give the analogy of the car and the driver, and we say that this body is the car and the soul is the driver. But if the soul is the soul may be a good driver or a bad driver. Either it will cause accidents or it will take us safely, you see. And if you just are serious, think over it sincerely, you will find in 1 month an average person, if not 30, then at least 13, if not 13, then at least 3 accidents are caused by our sight, negative outlook, negative attitude, negative speech. We are harsh to some people, impolite to others. We hate certain other people. We shout at others. We are angry with some. We are not on talking terms with somebody maybe. Or some this thing, that thing, or the other thing. One or the other bad habit is there. And because of that, we are causing accidents. And if a person runs away from his country into another country, and the country from where he has run away, they declare that he is an offender, and they inform the Interpol that wherever he may be sent back to the country because he is a declared offender, a criminal, he will be sent back, you see. So when we have committed so many crimes, committed so many accidents, injured the mind of so many people, made them weep, made them feel sad, made them feel unhappy, we have caused so much injury to their emotions. So to say, we are criminals. And if we are criminals, and Dharmaraj tells us that we are, you see, offenders, you know, declared offenders, absconding from their country, you know. Interpol, beware, and wherever this man is found, send him back to our country. So, we cannot go to heaven. Therefore, we must make rapid progress. And for making rapid progress, one of the things which is important is, we must realize that these negativities cause accidents. And when they cause accidents, how can we get the blessings of others? We cannot. And how can we qualify for entering into the golden aged land? There the infection is not to be caused. The documents are not proper. The Interpol is informed. We can't go. Let us realize. And then Baba says, not only realization, but also determination. You must determine that you have to settle the past karmic account. And if you go on adding to your account, still committing other bad things, bad acts, you are adding something to it, then how can we call it rapid progress? It is not rapid progress at all, you see. So these are some of the things which we must understand. And Baba has been saying in the Murli very often that, children, you should be ever ready. So many number of times Baba has said ever ready. If we want to make rapid progress, keep this world in mind as your motto. Ever ready, ever ready, ever ready. Now we take this world in limited sense. Very often we think that if some teacher or our brothers and sisters ask her for some kind of service, we should not say no. We should give our best cooperation. We should always be ready for it. Perhaps that is how we interpret the word ever ready. But ever ready does not mean only this. This is the limited connotation of the word. Ever ready means ever ready in the field of knowledge, meditation, divine qualities, not only in service, all the four subjects. So if, as we know, you see, the death may come any moment, we are not aware of it. They say death keeps no calendar. We do not know beforehand as to what is our last state in this physical form. So that being the case, we should be ever ready. Ever ready in the sense that we should be soul conscious. We should employ and use our divine qualities only, not use the negative habits and negative thinking, and meditating, soul conscious, and so on. This is actually the meaning of ever ready. Not ever ready in that sense, then we become lax in our efforts. The laziness overtakes us. We have sloth in our life. Our progress becomes slow. If we want that our progress should be rapid, we keep this word ever ready in our mind. Then another thing is, Baba says, don't repeat your mistakes. If you want to make rapid progress, you learn something just after your first effort. Important thing is, first of all, try to avoid mistakes. Don't do wrong things. But if, because of the pressure of your past sanskara, you did something which is against the principles of knowledge, against Srimad, then you should not repeat it again. If you take much time to change yourself, then you can't reach your goal in time. Now, let me suppose that there are 36 divine qualities. Very often it is said. In Madhuban we have written somewhere the 36 divine virtues. See, if in order to inculcate one virtue completely in us, it takes 1 year, then how much time we take? And then to eradicate one habit, how much time it takes? If some person says that during the last 10 years, I have been making efforts, I have not yet been able to become krodh mukt, liberated from anger. Now if I am not liberated from anger in 10 years, how much time I require for other evils? That much time we don't have. So, we must learn very quickly, pick up things very quickly, and one of the things is that we must not repeat this. Otherwise, there will be no rapid progress. And another thing is that we have many desires, many, many desires, unfulfilled desires. And it is not only that certain desires, after being fulfilled, do not give rise to other desires. Instead, we find that after one desire has been achieved, then we have another desire taking its place. So Baba has been saying, Ichha Matram Avidya. Don't have these desires. Have only divine desires, that I may become a better quality yogi, a person having virtues, one who has got knowledge, who understands Baba's knowledge well, and so on. Have only divine desires, not these worldly desires of material things, of possessions which give you sensual pleasures and such like things. So, divine desires. And we have almost spent our time, and I would just like to close, and before that, just say one or two things. If we keep 4 things in our mind for making rapid progress. One is collection. Let us collect the points of knowledge, the gems of knowledge. instead of being greedy to collect worldly things, let us consider these as the most precious diamonds or gems and have a collection of them, beautiful collection of them. Similarly, collection of virtues. Similarly, collection of acts of service. Likewise, collection of our deep experiences of our meditation. One is to have collection. The other is correction. In order that we may improve, we require correction. So, knowledge is for correction. Knowledge enables us to have a proper vision as to what is our goal. Baba says presently there is a big gap between the ideal, that is your goal, and your present state. A great distance we have to travel. This gap should be filled up. It should not remain. And for that, improvement is essential. Therefore, I say correction. Knowledge is therefore for correction. Then another is connection. Connection with Shiv Baba. Pay attention to this. We have so many connections with human beings, but in this we lose the connection with Shiv Baba. We should have connections with others also via connection with Shiv Baba. Our link with others should be through Shiv Baba's link. They are related to us because they are related to Shiv Baba, and we are also related to Shiv Baba. Therefore, they are related to us, you see. So, in one way or the other, not only we should meditate and practice yoga, but our mental connection, spiritual connection, the consciousness of our connection, the connection of our consciousness will be with Shiv Baba. And then rejection. Those habits, those qualities, those thoughts, which are not making us make good progress, we should reject them. Always see any proposal, any suggestion which is given to you by friends, by anybody, whether it makes you more pure, whether it gives you more virtues, whether it takes you in deeper stage of meditation, whether it enables you to do better service, you accept it if it does. And if it doesn't, then reject it. So rejection of negative things, of things which lead to our fall, our deterioration, mental degeneration. So collection, connection, correction, rejection, and then always keep in mind the perfection. They say excellence, that you have to attain your perfect state, the stage of perfection, to become Narayana from human being, to become a deity from a man, to become divine from ordinary, to become extraordinary, to spiritualize yourself, to elevate yourself, to reach the ultimate, which is the perfect stage of perfection. And this is possible when you change the attitudes and change your outlook. Without that, it would not be possible. A person gave money to two sisters. He gave 500 rupees to one sister and 1000 rupees to another sister. He thought it was proper. Maybe the other sister had told him that he wanted money for this, that and the other purpose. She perhaps made aware of her need and he thought it justified. Whatever be the reason, he gave 1000 rupees to one sister and 500 to the other sister. Now this other sister who got 500, she thought, why he has given me 500 rupees? And the other sister, 1000 rupees, you see. He is favoring the other sister, doing injustice to me. He has lack of love for me. He loves the other sister more. She became jealous of the other sister and began to hate his brother, her brother. Instead of saying thanks, she felt bitter, unhappy. What was it due to? attitude, outlook. If she had said to herself, after all, he has given me something, whatever he wanted to give me. He gave me 500 rupees, I am happy, you see. He has not taken anything from me, he has given me something. She would have felt happy and said, thank you. Maybe there is some reason why he has given 1000 rupees to the other. So her negative thoughts started, her jealousy also started, hatred also came, relations also became polluted, because she began to think the negative way, why he gave him 1000 rupees and 500 rupees to me. So you will find that many of the accidents, many of the things which make us depressed, unhappy, are due to our wrong attitudes and outlook. Therefore, Baba asks us to change our vritti, our attitude, our outlook. Without changing our attitude and outlook, we cannot change. And change is a must. Therefore, finally, Baba says, children, you always say, Baba, you have given me so much. Baba, I am very thankful to you. Deeply, I feel my gratitude towards you. You have been so kind to me. You have showered your grace on me. So Baba says, what is the return if I have given you? Baba says, the return I expect is, other people expect the return. If you give money, they give back your money or help you in time of need. Baba says, no, not that kind of return. Take a turn, this will be your return. If you just take a turn, transform yourself, then that will be a return on your part. I have given you knowledge, I have given you the art of meditation, I have given you the gems of virtues, and so on. Now, what are you going to return? I am not asking for any other kind of return. Only take a turn, or a roundabout turn, you see. Change your ways, your manners, your habits, your lifestyle, yourself, your attitude, your outlook. This is the turn which you should take. If you take this turn, then you have returned. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti.